Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia responds to new U.S. sanctions. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin is a Democratic U.S. senator from the state of Maryland.
That's a strong message that the United States Senate is united, that we will take tough action against Russia for their attack against the United States in our elections, for their interference in the sovereignty of countries in Europe, from Ukraine to Georgia to Moldova, to what they have done in Syria in supporting war crimes.
Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker spoke to reporters saying that he'd heard that President Trump might not necessarily favor the bill, but he has heard no indication of it. The Russian Foreign Ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to the new sanctions. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Effectively, Russia is bringing the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the consulates general and what they call exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. Russia said the reduction of force would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets and concealing them. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it had installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission to their worshippers to re-enter the site. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition called for protests to continue today, despite a government order banning demonstrations ahead of Sunday's vote on a constituent assembly that would rewrite the country's constitution. The Interior and Justice Minister warned against protests that could bring more violence to an already volatile Venezuela. While President Trump is being accused of trying to bully his attorney general into quitting, the new White House staff communications director is taking verbal shots at Mr. Trump's chief of staff. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
On full public view, divisions within the Trump administration involving the attorney general, criticized by President Trump, and now the White House chief of staff being attacked by the new and powerful communications director. Whether the president maintains confidence in Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is something the White House press secretary repeatedly declined to clarify on Thursday, brushing off the tension between Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci and Priebus, whom Scaramucci intimated is a source of leaks from the West Wing to the media. But to some Republican leaders in Congress, this is not healthy competition, and they say a different kind of conversation is needed. Scaramucci, who reports directly to the president, not the chief of staff, is casting doubt on whether his differences with Priebus can be settled.
VOA's Steve Herman at the White House. The U.S. Senate failed early today to enact a partial repeal of the 7-year-old Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Three lawmakers from President Trump's Republican Party voted with Democrats in the 49-51 defeat of the Republican-led repeal effort. Republican senators have wanted for 7 years to do away with Obamacare. Britain's Prince William is hanging up his flight suit for the last time. The heir to the British throne worked his last shift on Thursday at the East Anglian Air Ambulance Station. Captain David Kelly was William's supervisor.
Prince William's made a fantastic contribution to the team. It's been an absolute pleasure to have him on board. He's a hard-working member of the team, always keen to get his hands dirty and help out, whether it is just cleaning the aircraft or actually at scene, helping out with patients that are critically ill. He's a really valuable member of the team.
The job change also has to do with location. William and his wife will be spending less time in their Norfolk residence and be carrying out more duties in London. There's a new name atop the list of the world's super rich. The founder and CEO of Amazon.com, Jeff Bezos, has taken over Bill Gates of Microsoft and is now the world's richest man based on Thursday's stock prices for the corporations that make up the bulk of their wealth. Forbes magazine, which tracks the world's biggest personal fortune, said Bezos' net worth is now a bit over $90.5 billion ahead of Gates. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.